going after a district attorney they already claim is woke. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Republicans taking aim at Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg over a grand jury investigation in New York City. Former President Trump claimed would lead to his arrest tomorrow. A 2024 candidate, he wants Bragg to be charged for interfering in the presidential election. While Congressman Jim Jordan, head of the House Judiciary Committee, expected to demand Bragg testify at a hearing after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said,
"It should be equal justice in America. And stop going after people because you have political differences."
Today, a Trump ally will testify, trying to contradict ex-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen over an alleged hush money payment before the 2016 election to keep Stormy Daniels quiet about a sexual encounter she claimed she had with Trump.
Bragg wants to prove this was an unreported campaign donation. Why? He believes because Daniels' silence actually benefited Trump and put him over the finish line. Covering up unreported campaign donations is a violation of state election law in New York and a felony. Important to note, this federal authorities declined to prosecute Trump using this specific theory, concerned they wouldn't win in court.
Fox's David Spun. China's leaders in Moscow for talks, and Xi Jinping just called Russia's leader a dear friend, as Vladimir Putin says he welcomes China's plan to settle the crisis in Ukraine.
For Russian President Vladimir Putin, this trip comes at a crucial time. He's facing pressure to change tactics as the war in Ukraine drags on. But today, Russia is claiming it's the U.S. which is responsible for this conflict continuing. Putin's spokesperson telling reporters, quote, "The U.S. has indeed stuck to its position of further provoking the conflict, preventing the hostilities from becoming less intensive, and pumping various systems and kinds of weapons into Ukraine."
And Fox's Mark Meredith. The U.S. is warning China not to give Russia weapons for the war. Shots fired outside a school this morning in Arlington, Texas. Two students were injured at Lamar High. How badly, we don't know yet. The suspected shooter was taken into custody. The school put on lockdown, then everyone sent home. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
On Wall Street, big gains for the Dow to start the day. It's up 362 points. The S&P 500 is gaining 22, but the NASDAQ is down 21 after two big banking deals before the markets opened. UBS is buying Credit Suisse overseas, a bank considered at risk, for more than $3 billion. The other deal has New York Community Bank buying a portion of the failed Signature Bank for under $3 billion.
NYCB will take control of nearly $40 billion in Signature's assets, while $60 billion in loans will remain in receivership and could be sold off in the future. NYCB is expected to rename Signature's branches under its Flagstar Bank subsidiary brand.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. The price of oil is down this morning, more than a half dollar. It's at $66 a barrel. Gas is down a fraction, but AAA's national average for regular remains $3.44 per gallon, down 3 cents from last Monday. There's a new number one movie at the box office.
The wizard gave me superpowers.
Shazam!
And then everybody got superpowers.
Shazam! Fury of the Gods, bringing in only $30.5 million despite opening in over 4,000 theaters this weekend. The first Shazam brought in $53 million during its opening weekend in April of 2019. Meanwhile, last week's number one...
This isn't like any other ghost face.
What is this place?
A shrine.
Scream 6 finished second this week, bringing in $17.5 million.
That's Fox's Kevin Uretsky. Creed 3 came in third. It's down to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. Connecticut, Creighton, Gonzaga, Kansas State, Miami, Michigan State, Xavier all advanced yesterday. So did Florida Atlantic, beating FDU, which had the upset of the tournament, a 16 seed that knocked off a top seed, Purdue, in round one. At the World Baseball Classic, the defending champs, U.S., routed Cuba 14-2 to advance to the final. The American team awaits the winner of Mexico versus Japan. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.